In earnings news, Snap reported its slowest quarterly sales growth ever. And joining us now for a closer look is Kurt Wagner, Bloomberg technology reporter. So Snap is not exactly a bellwether, and it's probably not big enough for us to feature it, but we're doing so because we want to get the read-through, Kurt, for the industry generally, advertising, and particularly with the companies like Meta and Google trading down in after hours. And let me just get our audience the latest, down 27% for Snap after the earnings. How much of a read-through will there be for companies like Meta and Google?
Yeah, these companies that all, you know, do digital advertising, they tend to move in a pack, right? And so that's why you're seeing Snap report poor earnings, and these other companies are seeing a sell-off as well. So Snap happened to be first this quarter in terms of reporting earnings. As you mentioned, it wasn't great. I do think that has some kind of preparation, or that prepares us somewhat for the Facebooks and Googles of the world to go. I will say, though, Snap has been a little bit more dramatic in terms of the impact of some of the advertising-related changes, like things to Apple's iOS. Feels like that's hit Snap maybe a little harder than some other companies. So I'm not necessarily sure if this is exactly going to correlate with those others, but again, they tend to move directionally together, and so that's why you're seeing that sell-off.
Kurt, the share price actually from 13 months ago when it was at a peak is down 87%. Okay, that's one thing which doesn't inspire confidence. The number two thing is, what's the point of this company?
Well, it's very popular with young people, and it's a messaging.
Well, there's a dwindling subscriber base.
Well, it's a user base is still growing, so I guess I would push back slightly. Now, you could argue whether or not it's, you know, necessarily has the same utility as some of the other messaging services out there, but I mean, its user base did grow. They added 57 million new users in the past year, and so when you think about that, there are still a lot of people who want to use this product, who use it to message or to get entertaining content. Snap needs to figure out is how to make money from those people, right? It's clearly adding people. It's not making money from them as well as it needs to.
Well, it may have lost a fair bit of influence to TikTok.
I think that's right. I feel like we're talking a lot about the ad industry hurting Snap. I don't think we're talking quite enough about the impact of TikTok, right? I mean, to Mark Zuckerberg's credit, he has said that TikTok has been a huge hit on Facebook and its growth. I feel like we haven't heard quite as much of that from Snap, but they're playing in the same sandbox, if you will. They're going after a lot of the same users. So I imagine that TikTok is having quite an impact on Snap's user base and growth as well.
Also, the one thing which I thought about was when this company did come to market, that it may have a big user base and did have a huge user base, but the thing is, it's the wrong demographic. They don't have the money.
Right, that's always been the knock on young users. Right, on the one hand, everybody wants teens and young adults on their platform because that's how you build those lifelong relationships, right? You get people to fall in love with your product when they're young. On the other hand, those aren't the people with a lot of buying and spending power, as you just pointed out. And I think that's always sort of been an issue with Snap, not only because their users might not have the disposable income, but they haven't been great at what are called direct response ads either, which are kind of those really precisely targeted ads, like, selling you a pair of shoes right then and there, right? Those are the types of things that maybe young people might be more willing to do, but you have to have the ad system set up to do that. And I don't think Snap ever really quite got there.
Yeah, I guess it's not the right corollary, but there's a lot of films that are made for teenagers, but then they do pay they buy the ticket and go in. It's not the same as advertising. Kurt, out of time, but thanks very much for being with us. Kurt Wagner, Bloomberg Technology Reporter.